Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you. Penny's mom used to say, boy, if you don't straighten up, I'm going to backhand you until next week. A commandment so that it may go well with you. Can you imagine living in a household of yesteryear and not obey your mom and dad? What would happen if you didn't obey your mom and dad yesteryear? It didn't go well for you, did it? It was a promise. Here's the promise. You don't listen to me, it's not going to go well for you. This scripture is a real scripture. It's too bad we don't take it to heart today like we did yesteryear. Okay. Happy Mother's Day. Now I got to ask you a question. How many of you were stinkers when you were little? Let me see your hands. Come on. That's it? I think every family has one special stinker. We have a special stinker in our household, and her name is Isabella, our granddaughter. And when she was 4, my son brought her home a brand new baby daughter. Or baby daughter, baby sister. So that she wouldn't be jealous, her grandfather in Memphis decided to take her to the Memphis Mall and buy her something special so that it would be her special day too, and she wouldn't be jealous of little Lila that just came home. When they got to the mall, they went inside the mall and they found a store called Build-A-Bear. Anybody been to Build-A-Bear? Isabella saw Build-A-Bear. She said, Pa, I want to go into Build-A-Bear. So into Build-A-Bear they go, and they're there for a few minutes, and Isabella says, Pa, I want to build a bear. And Pa said, no, your daddy said not to let you build a bear today because in 2 weeks you're coming back and you're going to build 2 bears, one for you and one for your brand new baby sister. And she said, well, that's great, but I want to build a bear now. And he said, no, we're not going to do that. So she started crying. He said, Isabella, if you don't stop crying, I'm going to take you out of the store. Well, she started crying more. He took her out to the middle of the mall. He said, Isabella, if you don't quit crying, I'm going to take you home. Well, she had a meltdown. So he picked her up, and she's screaming and crying and kicking. And as they're walking through the mall, they go through the mall, get to the parking lot. He's about to open the door to his vehicle when a police car comes down, blocks him in, and 2 armed policemen come up behind him and say, sir, put down the child. They had 5 911 abduction phone calls because of the way Isabella was acting when she was going through the mall. He said, no, 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 you got this wrong. I am the grandfather. I'm her grandfather. Little girl, is that your grandfather? No. No, no, you don't understand. No, no. She calls me Papa. I'm her Papa. Little girl, the police said, is that your papa? No. So they separated the two of them. The police took Isabella over to beside the car, and they're having a conversation with her. And the policeman says, okay, Isabella, what happened? Well, we came to the mall. Yeah. I saw Build-A-Bear. Yeah. Well, we went into Build-A-Bear. Okay. And she said, and I got mad. Well, why did you get mad? Because my papa wouldn't let me build a bear, but my grandmother would have if she'd have been here. So let me ask you a question. How many of you were stinkers when you were little? I was a stinker. I put holes in paintings, burned holes in new rugs, threw a log in the fire, knocked out the back of the fireplace, broke fishing poles, lost lures, wrecked car, stayed out past curfew. In fact, Joe and I were out fishing one time. He was teaching me how to fly fish with a little popping bug. I threw out that popping bug, and I got hung on a log, and I jerked, and I jerked, and I jerked it off, and I reeled it in. I looked at the lure, made sure there's nothing wrong with it, and I broke the tip of the hook off. So I didn't want him to know it, so I took it off. I put it back in a tackle box. I got me another lure that had a hook on it, and I'm fishing. Well, he's not catching anything, so he puts that lure on his line. He gets bite after bite, and he can't catch him. He can't figure out why. Finally, he looks and says, well, there's no hook on this popping bug. I wonder what happened. I never told him. And yet Mama still loved me, but she loved Joe best. But, you know, Mom told me something I will never forget. She told me that she prayed for Joe and I all the time. She prayed for us all the time. Abraham Lincoln said this, "I remember my mama's prayers, and they've always followed me. They have clung to me all the days of my life." All the days of my life. Malachi 2:15 says something special about moms and dads. This is what it says. "God, not you, made marriage. His spirit inhabits even the smallest details of marriage. And what does he want from marriage?
What does he want? Good."
That's what he wants. You see, the marriage, godly marriages were put together so that there would be godly children. And godly children would grow up and they would have godly marriages and they would have godly children. And it would continue to go down that path generation after generation after generation. So knowing this, that we should be praying for our children, I want us to look at the 17th chapter of John, and we'll find that Jesus is praying for us. And he is praying for us today. He prayed for his disciples then, but he also prayed for us today. And it's a model of how we should pray for our children. Because what does God want from the marriage? He wants children of God. So Mom, when you pray for your children, there are five things in the 17th chapter of John when we look at Jesus' prayer of what we should pray for. Let's look at the first one. John 17:13. "I am coming to you now, but I say these things while I am still in the world, so that they may have the," what?
"Full measure of my joy
within them." You see, the only way a child can have the full measure of the joy of the Lord is to live for Christ. Our children will one day make a decision. They will either live for the world or they will live for Jesus. If they live for the world, they're going to find worry and fear and disappointment, the chasing of a buck, and a life apart from God. A life with Christ will bring them love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, meekness, and self-control. This kind of life brings joy. So the first thing that Jesus teaches us on how to pray for our children, because he's praying for us, this is what he wants for you and I. He doesn't want us to chase the world. He wants us to chase Jesus. And that kind of life brings true joy. Look at John 17:15. "I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you," what?
"Protect them from evil."
You see, we need to be praying for our children and our grandchildren, moms, that they grow spiritually so they can withstand the temptation of the evil one. As our little ones grow older, the evil one is going to try to destroy our children. He will make things that look bad for them look good. He will try to deceive them. He will tempt them to make bad decisions. And we should pray for our children that they grow spiritually strong, that they love God more than the world, that they want to please God in the way that they live their life. And we need to pray that they have a great faith that can overcome the evil one's temptations. Let's look at John 17:16-19. This is Jesus speaking again. "They are not of the world, even as I am not of it." What is it? "Then by the truth, your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For them I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly," what? You see, sanctification means to be set apart. As Christians, we have been set apart to serve Christ. Mom, we should pray for our children that they will serve Christ. We should pray that when they mature, they will serve Christ in the home, they will serve Christ in their marriage, they will serve Christ in their job, they will serve Christ with their friends, that they would serve them and be a witness for him. For there is no greater honor and no greater joy than serving God. We have been created to glorify God. That is our purpose. And when our children realize that that is our purpose, we will glorify Him by serving Him. Let's look at the next scripture. John 17, 20. My prayer is not for them alone. Here He's praying for us. I pray also for those who will believe in Me through
their message.
That there is you and I. Whose message? It's our message and our children's message. We need to pray that our children, through their life's message in the world and indeed, will bring others to Christ. They need to understand that this is their mission, to lead others to Jesus. Now look at John 17, 21 and 22. That all of them, what? Father, just as you and me and I and them and you, may they also be in us so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they
be one
as we are one. Jesus prayed that we will experience fellowship and that we would truly understand the concept that we are brothers and sisters in Christ, that you and I are family. There is nothing like finding a church home and understanding that we are family. We, moms, we should be praying that our children find church homes and they experience what it means to enjoy a relationship in the Christian family. So, Mom, here are five things that we should pray for when we pray for our children. Number one, that they live for Christ. Number two, that they grow strong spiritually so that they can overcome the evil one. Number three, that they serve Christ. Number four, that they bring others to Christ. And number five, that they experience Christian fellowship. Those are five purposes of life. We should be praying for our children and our grandchildren that they experience those five purposes. For this is why you and I have been created. So what's the purpose of a marriage? To have children of God. It's the responsibility of mom and dad to lead their child to God, to pray for them, to pray with them, to be good examples for them, and when we are not, to apologize to them and let them know that we're not perfect, but that we love them. Now, why is our culture changing? Why are we seeing a falling away from God's word? Because mom and dad are failing. Mom and dad and grandpa and grandma are failing to lead their children to God. Mom prayed for Joe and I, and we needed it. And I believe her prayers have followed us and have stayed with us. And I thank my mom for her prayers. So mom and dad and grandma and grandpa, here's five things in Scripture for what we should be praying for our children. That they live for Christ, that they grow strong spiritually, that they serve Christ, that they bring others to Christ, and that they become involved with the family of God. As a tradition, Ann brought this to our family, how many years ago? Long, long, long time ago. It's a book called Love You Forever. I think I've read, if you've been here a long time, you've heard this. I think I missed one year, I didn't do it. And when I didn't do it, I got scolded. So I said, I'll never do that again. So let me read this story of a mom and her son. A mother held her new baby and very slowly rocked him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And while she held him, she sang, I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always, as long as I'm living, my baby you'll be. The baby grew. He grew and he grew and he grew. He grew until he was 2 years old, and he ran all around the house. He pulled all the books off the shelves. He pulled all the food out of the refrigerator, and he took his mother's watch and flushed it down the toilet. Sometimes his mother would say, this kid is driving me crazy, Rachel. But at night, when that two-year-old was quiet, she opened the door to his room, crawled across the floor, looked up over the side of his bed, and if he was really asleep, she picked him up and rocked him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And while she rocked him, she sang, I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always, as long as I'm living, my baby you'll be. The little boy grew. He grew and he grew and he grew. He grew until he was 9 years old, and he never wanted to come home in for dinner. He never wanted to take a bath, and when Grandma visited, he always said bad words. Sometimes his mother wanted to sell him to the zoo. But at night, when he was asleep, the mother quietly opened the door to his room, crawled across the floor, and looked up over the side of the bed. If he was really asleep, she picked up that 9-year-old boy and rocked him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And while she rocked him, she sang, I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always, as long as I'm living, my baby you'll be. The boy grew, he grew and he grew and he grew. He grew until he was a teenager. He had strange friends, and he wore strange clothes, and he listened to strange music. Sometimes the mother felt like she was in a zoo. But at night, when that teenager was asleep, the mother opened the door to his room, crawled across the floor, and looked up over the side of the bed. If he was really asleep, she picked him up. She picked up that great big boy and rocked him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And while she rocked him, she sang, I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always, as long as I'm living, my baby you'll be. The teenager grew, he grew and he grew and he grew. He grew until he was a grown-up man. He left home and got a house across town. But sometimes on dark nights, the mother got into her car and drove across town. If all the lights in her son's house were out, she opened his bedroom window, crawled across the floor, and looked up over the side of his bed. If that great big man was really asleep, she picked him up and rocked him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And while she rocked him, she sang, I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always, as long as I'm living, my baby you'll be. Well, that mother, she got older. She got older and older and older. One day she called up her son and said, you'd better come and see me because I'm very old and sick. So her son came to see her. When he came in the door, she tried to sing the song. She sang, I'll love you forever. I'll like you for always. But she couldn't finish because she was too old and too sick. The son went to his mother. He picked her up and rocked her back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And he sang the song, I'll love you forever. I'll like you for always, as long as I'm living, my mommy you'll be. When the son came home that night, he stood for a long time at the top of the stairs. Then he went into the room where his very new baby daughter was sleeping. He picked her up in his arms and very slowly rocked her back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And while he rocked her, he sang, I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always, as long as I'm living, my baby you'll be. I want to tell you, if my mom could have come into Joe's in my bedroom after we had grown up and picked us up, she would have rocked us back and forth and sang that song to us. Moms, and not only moms, moms and dads and children, if this morning you have a relationship problem in the family between the parent and the child, man, I pray this morning that you would fix that. If you have an issue with an older child, that you would fix that. Call them up. Sing this song to them. Let that son or daughter know that no matter what they've done, you still love them. One of the ways that we are more like God is when we forgive. When we forgive, we are more like God than any other time in our life. So if there's a relationship issue this morning, I pray. Go buy you this book, read it to them, and sing that song. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, we thank you for your word. And Father, we pray that you would remind us to pray for our children, specifically for these five things that we've learned today. This is what Jesus prayed for us. So you know that we should be praying this for our children. Father, I pray that you would help us to be better examples of a godly mom, a godly dad, a godly grandmother, grandfather. Help us, Father, to show your love and who you are through the way that we live and the way that we love our children and grandchildren. Well, it's in Jesus' name we pray, and God's people said, amen. Invitation this morning. This is sweet to trust in Jesus. Won't you stand, please?